What up, what up, what up, everybody? Saturnino back again. And today was the pre-sale for Jay-Z and Beyonce On The Run 2 tour today. They are once again on the run. They didn't escape whoever they were running from the first time, and they back at it again. I don't know. I guess it's supposed to be, they're supposed to be on the run from the haters or something. I don't know. Infidelity? I do not know. It's a cool, catchy title. OTR2, as the kids are calling it. I attempted to buy some tickets because I am a subscriber to Tidal, and you get pre-sale tickets when you are part of Tidal. And Tidal apparently is going to go out of business soon. I don't know what, but when I originally signed up for Tidal, I was like, I might keep it, I might not. And then I saw that they had like Selena's last concert on there, and I was like, oh, well, I guess I got to keep it now. But I went on there for my pre-sale tickets. Went with like show me the best options for tickets. First of all, it took me forever to log on, I guess, because I'm trying to get the tickets in Houston. You know, that's where Beyonce's from. That's like the main hub of Beyonce-dom right there. I think that was my first mistake. I should have looked for something like in Ohio or something. But try to do that. Took forever. I finally got through. I was like, all right, let me go ahead and just see what's the best available. The best, which meaning, I don't know if that means best price. I don't know if that means best location, whatever. So it takes forever to do that. Eventually, I get something back for my two tickets that I want, and it comes back like $740. And I'm like, what? Do we get like a personal show from her? Is she gonna teach me how to do sign language? What does this $700 entail right here for my wife and I? Because this was gonna be a gift for my wife for her birthday that's coming up next month. And I love my wife with all my heart. I would do anything. But, oh, $700. Makes me think a little bit. Because we're trying to get a house, people, okay? That's $700 that go to a house for the whole family right there. I'm not that greedy, people. Yeah, so, but that's some expensive stuff. And then I tried, okay, the most I want to spend for each ticket is $100. Let's see what you got. No, nothing, they're done. And then I think 5 minutes later after that, people started putting them up for resale. Oh yeah, they're even more expensive there. It's like, crap, this is some crazy stuff. So yeah, On The Run 2 tour happening. Pre-sale tickets. If you're part of the Bayhive or Tidal or whatever, I think City Card member, you can get your tickets. Unfortunately, I did not because I cannot justify spending $700 when we're trying to get a house, when we're trying to get our life together, when we're trying to get our forever home. Unfortunately. Yeah. Hey, they were really trying to get my money right there. I actually had a moment where I was calculating and trying to figure out, could I make this work? I was looking at my credit cards. Which one do I want to use? This one has enough for it, but I haven't paid my bills yet. You know, it was one of those situations. So yeah, are you going to go on Beyonce and Jay-Z's tour? Are you going to check them out, see what they got in store for y'all? If you are, let me know. Hit me up. Twitter, Instagram, @Bato315. If you're using the Anchor app, holler at me. All right. Well, this has been your somewhat tour news update. Y'all have a great day. Love and peace. Adios.